U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk and U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced today that the U.S. and Japan have agreed on new terms and conditions to pave the way for expanded exports of U.S. beef and beef products to Japan. Under the terms, which go into effect on February 1st of this year, Japan will permit the import of beef from cattle less than 30 months of age, compared to the previous limit of 20 months. It is estimated that these important changes will result in hundreds of millions of dollars in exports of U.S. beef to Japan in the coming years. This agreement also goes a long way towards normalizing trade with Japan by addressing long-standing restrictions that Japan introduced in response to BSE. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President J.D. Alexander said this is great news for cattlemen and women and is a significant milestone in our trading relationship with Japan.
We've been working on this for over, nearly 10 years now, and this is something that we've been looking forward to building towards and hoping we would see advancement in this way. You know, the market, we've been forced with drought situations, some just not real good news in our industry. So it's a great opportunity for us to supply a product that we really have a great input into Japan and can increase even more. And looking to fulfill the market and expand it wherever we can in that aspect.
Alexander said this move is an important step forwards in paving the way towards greater export opportunities to one of our largest export markets.
Expanded exports for beef producers are a really important issue. You know, we sell really about only 10% of our product goes to 96% of the world's population, as most of our product is sold domestically. But in Japan alone last year did about $850 million worth of beef. So we would certainly expect that to increase with the moving of the age restriction from 20 to under 30 months. So it's really a good shot in the arm, something we're really looking forward to.
Through November 2012, Japan was the second largest export market for U.S. beef, totaling $849 million and nearly 130 metric tons. Alexander added that this announcement is a shot in the arm to market and producers facing continued drought, high input cost, and increasing federal regulation. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.